I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The new U.S. aid package proposed for Pakistan is raising red flags for many U.S. aid groups. They're concerned that the funds would end up in the wrong places, where there's not much accountability. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says a lack of internal accountability could mean trouble for Christians.
There are those radical groups that would like to see Pakistan look like Afghanistan used to look, with hardline Islamic government, very much run according to the Quran, no Christian presence.
Their teams often meet physical needs through their action packs. Keep praying for boldness for these believers in the days ahead. Next, after months of political unrest, Honduras may be on its way to recovery. Early results from Sunday's election show Porfirio Lobo will be the country's new president. While the final verdict is still out, Mike Duras with Orphan Outreach says,
"Our hope and prayer is things will stabilize and that mission activity and the economy would be able to begin to go on a better track, because this has really had a severe impact on the country economically, and it's really hampered mission efforts as well."
And a Christian couple in India is turning heartache into ministry. In the 2004 tsunami, Paramisvarian and Chudamani lost all three of their children to the Indian Ocean. They focused their hurt and anger at God. However, they realized that they were spared for a reason and could help kids orphaned by the tragedy. Today, with the help of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board, they have 20 adopted kids who have all come to Christ. Without the couple's influence, they may have never heard about Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to have a free copy of World Serve's devotional called Joy Over the Moon, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You'll find out about the needs of the Underground Chinese Church. You can also request your copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.